Penguin Random House Audio presents The New Hot, Cruising Through Menopause with Attitude and Style by Meg Matthews. Read for you by Meg Matthews, Amy Noble, and Alexander Capon.
Foreword by Dr. Louise Newson, GP and Menopause Specialist. Why is this book so essential? Because even I, a GP and menopause specialist, didn't realise at first why I was feeling so off when my menopause happened. A few years ago, when I was 46, I started to feel more tired than I had ever felt before. My energy levels had reduced, and my motivation was much lower than it had ever been. Yes, I was busy. I had recently set up a menopause clinic and was writing content for my Menopause Doctor website. And yes, I have three daughters, but my life is always busy, so I could see no obvious reason for this sudden, overwhelming fatigue. My memory was also worsening. I was finding it much harder to remember even simple things such as where I had left my car keys and the birthdays of friends. But more worryingly, I was struggling to remember names of medications at work. I generally felt lower in my mood and less interested in things. My migraines were worsening both in frequency and severity. My joints were stiff and my muscles were sore, so I had stopped practicing yoga. I presumed all these symptoms were related to working too hard and being pulled in too many directions at work and home. Although I could hide many of these symptoms from my family, I found I was becoming much more irritable and short-tempered with them. Then, one evening, I shouted at one of my teenage daughters because she was late going to bed. She responded by questioning whether I needed to have my period because my mood was so foul. She explained that many of her friends were more irritable and moodier in the days before their periods, and I was behaving in a similar way. Then the penny dropped. I realised I had not actually had a period for several months, and all of my symptoms were clearly related to being perimenopausal. Despite being a menopause specialist and seeing women with similar symptoms all the time, I had not recognised that my own symptoms had been related to my changing hormone levels. I know I'm not alone in not recognising my symptoms. The menopause is guaranteed to happen to all women across the globe, yet it is still a taboo to discuss. Most women know few facts about what the menopause means, and rarely know about the potential long-term health risks associated with having low hormone levels. Even more worrying is that the majority of doctors and nurses, myself included, do not have any formal training about the menopause as we qualify. It's up to us to educate ourselves later in our career. Now the majority of what I talk and think about is the menopause, but that isn't the case for all medical professionals. It took Meg months for her symptoms to be associated with her hormones, but there are millions of women worldwide who are never, ever diagnosed correctly. Instead, they are misdiagnosed with conditions such as depression, anxiety, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, worsening migraines, cystitis, and even dementia. Meg and I have spent many hours sharing stories and plotting ways of helping such women on a larger scale. Although we laugh a lot together, we also share our feelings of frustration and disappointment that so many women worldwide are still not being given the correct advice or information, despite there being published menopause guidelines from which healthcare professionals should be working. Women need to be able to make the right choices for them about how they manage their perimenopause and menopause. Many of us stumble across a combination of ways that may include HRT, exercise, nutrition, meditation, and good sleep hygiene, but we all need to find ways that work to minimise our symptoms and optimise our future health. After all, life expectancy for women has increased over time, and for many women, the menopause now lasts for several decades. Even those women who do not have symptoms, or whose symptoms have gone, still have low levels of hormones in their bodies that can affect their health later in life, as low levels of estrogen are associated with an increased risk of heart disease, osteoporosis, type 2 diabetes, obesity, depression and dementia. We need to be educated about our options to counteract this so we can all enjoy not just our menopause, but happy and healthy lives far into the future. That's why I was so thrilled to be asked to write this foreword. This book has the potential to be an amazing resource for women, men, healthcare professionals, children, in fact, anyone who knows a woman, to read, enjoy, and learn about this part of life. I hope you enjoy it.
I see menopause as the start of the next fabulous phase of life as a woman. Now is the time to tune into our bodies and embrace this new chapter. Kim Cattrall, actress. Introduction. Britpop queen, that's what they used to call me in 1997. I was the most written about woman after the Spice Girls and Princess Diana. Hanging out in all the cool places, I socialised all day, all night, and often all week. Smoking, drinking, taking drugs. I was a hardcore party girl. Fast forward a couple of decades and things couldn't be more different. My passion is now Meg's menopause and all the work related to it. I'm teetotal, enjoy a totally plant-based diet and am more likely to be in bed with a cup of warm almond milk than attending the opening of an envelope. I'm still awake at 5 a.m, but now it's because I'm out walking my dog, not staggering home from the hippest club, clutching a bottle of Jack Daniels. Would I go back to the hedonistic 90s? Absolutely not. I have no regrets and had an absolute blast, at least the bits I remember. However, I am now so much happier and more self-accepting, and menopause was my kicker to reassess everything. That's why it frustrates me when it's portrayed as such a terrible time for women. We're led to believe it's the beginning of the end. But trust me, Primrose Hill is the only hill I'm over. Jogging or walking my dog, talking to women, I hear such amazing stories of reinvention at menopause. Women who set off travelling, launch their own businesses, start new relationships, learn new skills. Hearing about them, embracing this new chapter in their lives, I can only get more inspired myself. But it wasn't always a bed of roses. I had a horrendous menopause. Around the age of 47, I came back from a summer holiday and was hit by what I thought was post-holiday blues. Tearful and exhausted, I finally went to the doctor who diagnosed depression and prescribed me antidepressants. I took them, but I felt awful for the next few years. It was like I was trailing through treacle and wondered if this was it. Was this all there was to life? At the age of 49, I hit an all-time low. Celebrating the new year with my partner at a lavish country house with great food and an amazing firework display. I should have been happy, miserable and unable to stop crying. I insisted my partner took me home. Social anxiety and depression hit me like a wrecking ball and my life started to fall apart. I got into bed and didn't leave the house for the next 3 months. I'd always been slim and muscular. Now a soft menopot belly was forming as I gained over a stone. Not wanting to bother the doctor, I googled my symptoms. Bad idea. I convinced myself I had a variety of terrible illnesses and diseases. In a very dark place, I was starting to think perhaps I brought it all on myself. With those excesses in my 20s and 30s, maybe I'd fried my brain and my nervous system. My mum had always said my wild ways would catch up with me. Was she right? Approaching 50 was my trigger to tackle how I was feeling. Finally forcing myself out of the house to go to an AA meeting, I hesitantly opened up about how I felt. A wonderful, lovely lady took me to the side and said she thought I might be menopausal. What? I'd always been one of those lucky women who had no period problems. Back at school, I never had a day off games or classes. Unlike friends who had heavy flow or needed to eat 6 bars of dairy milk when their periods came. In later life, I found it difficult to relate to women who had PMT, and suddenly I had the urge to injure their husbands. Even my pregnancy was a breeze, and I was supposed to think my hormones were letting me down now. I resent like hell that I had no idea what perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause were until I was slap bang in the middle of it all. Armed with more knowledge, I headed to the doctor again and finally got an accurate diagnosis. However, even then, I paid to go to a private menopause clinic, as the wait for the NHS one was so long, and I could not bear to suffer any longer. It is appalling that so little support is out there for something that will affect half the population. This isn't right, and it isn't
Sample complete. Ready to continue?